Once you've been shopping, you return home with all the stuff you bought. You wash it and use it, and then you put it away, most often in a small room called a closet. And as you might expect, our closets contain not just our clothes, but an interesting variety of cultural assumptions and values. A closet is a small room for storing stuff, typically coats, other clothes, dishes, food, or household supplies. Invented in the Victorian era, the closet institutionalizes the maxim that there's a place for everything, and everything should be in its place. We could display our possessions publicly at home, but we choose instead to stash them away for safekeeping. Closets are centers of control, and symbols of control, too. For some reason, we don't want to let it all hang out. We want to contain our chaos in an orderly manner. We divide our homes into public and private zones, and closets are, along with bathrooms, the most private of spaces. The closet is where we keep stuff we're not using, which is, when you think about it, most of the stuff we own. It's the space for the surplus, the repository of variety. Most Americans own more than one shirt or skirt or pair of shoes, and appropriately so. Even though many of us try to achieve the layered look, we usually don't do it by wearing more than one shirt or pair of shoes at the same time. This means that most of our clothes don't clothe us most of the time. Most of the time, they hang out by themselves in the closet. American closets have multiplied and expanded in recent history, as have the houses that contain them. The average size of a new home constructed in 1999 was 2,200 square feet, up from 1,500 square feet in 1970. The reason is the population explosion, not of people, but of things. Family sizes have been shrinking, but family purchases have not. We acquire more things, and so we require more house and more closet to put our possessions in their place. The closet is where we stash stuff out of sight and, thus, out of mind. Without closets, we could be overcome by the sheer proliferation of our possessions. Closets help us not to notice our materialism. Americans readily criticized Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos for her countless pairs of shoes, but we don't generally criticize ourselves for our own superfluities. Indeed, we use people like Mrs. Marcos to excuse our own extravagance. Invoking our relative virtue in a world of bigger sinners, we assume that if a few people have more than we do, then we can't be so bad after all. We may not be saints, we say pharisaically, but we're not as bad as the really big spenders. In our current age of accumulation, a growing problem for many Americans is a shrinkage of closet space, or at least a shortage of it. Fortunately, there's a new profession of closet design. Firms like California Closets can make the most of your limited storage space so you spend less time fighting clutter and more time doing what you want. Professional designers can provide what architect Akiko Bush calls a dazzling array of things to help you organize all your other things. You can buy shelf and drawer dividers, sweater stackers, shoe bins, motorized tie racks, and plenty of accessories for organizing your accessories. Indeed, as Bush points out, you can buy more stuff that will make it look like you have less stuff. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, coming out of the closet.